It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Final hour on this Thursday. Again, very humbled by winning the most prestigious award that you can win in radio, the nationally syndicated host for a third time. And thank you to iHeartRadio for the support, and certainly the guys who are in front of me every single day, the Danettes, the backroom guys. They're not many of us, but, you know, here I have a great cameraman, Weeks, and he's wonderful. You know, the pictures he gives you every single day if you watch on Peacock. I'm leaving the yesterday or the day before. I'm driving out of the driveway, and I look over and I see somebody mowing the grass. It's Weeks. I mean, that's what happens around here. People have a variety of jobs, and I'm very fortunate. There's only 12 of us, but this show has been extremely successful, and in large part to you guys, the backroom guys, and certainly this audience. So thank you again for the opportunity to do this on a daily basis and winning another award. I'm finding that when I'm in a category, I win. When we are in a category, we don't win. You notice that? Like, I went into Marconi. We can't win a sports Emmy. Coincidence? Yes, Paul.
You know what you said there the past 90 seconds. Let's tape that. Send it over to the sports people, the Marconi people, yeah. And they could play that next year if you win again.
Hmm.
It's a lovely speech.
Hmm.
It was under 90 seconds.
Yeah, and I didn't cry.
Right.
Yeah.
And we could shop that in.
Yeah. You know, I figured out something. Eventually, I'm going to have to give speeches at my daughter's weddings. So my three daughters, they're not married. And eventually I'm going to have to. And I know I'm not going to get through the speech. And I thought maybe I can bring my son up that when I start to cry, then my son will then translate what he thinks I'm going to say. I bring in my closer. And, you know, enter Sandman. Or I could get Sandler and really enter Sandman. But I'm thinking, and I just found this out. When I speak and I hear my voice, I'm more apt to get emotional. But if I mouth the words...
We'll tape it in advance?
No. If I mouth the words where you don't hear me, you just see me saying, you know, I say that to my daughter, you know, I love you, but I'll say, then I don't get emotional. It's the sound of my voice that makes me get emotional.
It's just so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I like to...
Why don't you hire someone to speak at the wedding?
No, you can't do that.
Why? Yeah.
No, you can't.
You're a lot of celebrity
but
friends.
I'm going to have, that's true. But that's got to be from the heart. And it's got to, although my wife said, but you don't need to cry. It's a great day if your daughter, you know, gets married. I said, no, I'm not sure how this is going to work, but I got to do it three times. I'm not even going to be able to walk down the aisle without crying. Yeah.
If somehow you don't cry, I'm going to run out there and hand you the bill, the bill for the venue. You start bawling.
If you said you're going to do it and not cry, I don't care what it's going to cost me for the wedding. I'd be, if I can walk down the aisle, not cry, and, you know, my daughter is going to be the one who's going to console me when I'm walking down the aisle. But I was, you know, and I didn't go to the event last night. I chose to have dinner with my wife. But I would have gotten on stage and I would have probably been emotional. So I'm glad that I did not go there to receive it, but I wish I would have gone there, if you know what I mean. Yes, Paul.
Last thing, you have three daughters. You have to cry at all three or none, because if you cry at two and don't cry at the other one, that kid will be like, oh, so that's not that big of a deal.
I'm going to cry at all three. And there's no chance. I got no chance. I cried at my son's. I'm definitely going to, and I don't know why it hit me, but giving these speeches, and, you know, I get emotional. I do. But I also, you know, how much longer do I get a chance to do this? And it starts to hit you. This is a rare, rare, rare opportunity to be able to do this. And it's not lost on me what we have, what we've built. And to do this, I mean, it's rare to have people who are going to be in their mid-60s to late-60s, and I plan on continuing to do it. But I just don't know, like, longevity, probably Jim Rome is the only one who comes close.
In sports, yeah.
Yes.
And Howard Stern.
Howard Stern
media.
Is still, yeah. And he's doing 3 days a week on satellite. But, you know, it's hard to keep everybody together, continue to have fun, have the loyalty we have with all of our affiliates around the country. When we started with 20 radio stations, and now it's nearly 400. And, you know, I didn't do it alone. We didn't do it alone. But that's what hits me. You know, you kind of look at this and you go bigger picture. I'm having this as much fun as I've ever had before. And we have fun every single day. And when people say it feels like you guys are friends or it's not scripted, that's it. We have fun. We have our differences. It's not rehearsed. It's not scripted.
barely, lightly planned out.
Yes. But you know what? I'm very fortunate that I have this platform. And I don't take it for granted. I certainly don't take this audience for granted. I appreciate that you've been listening for a long time. The newsletter, sign up. You can get a recap of everything that's said on the show. Also, we're going to start selling, you know, the orders for the calendar, and you're going to get first shot. There's autograph calendars, regular calendars, and it's a movie theme. And we took some iconic scenes and made them our own. Paulie and Marvin had a couple of buddy movie posters there.
It looks good.
I don't know if there's any nudity. Is there nudity in this calendar? Feels like we always have at least 1 month where somebody's showing something. Marv?
Oh, in one of the posters, my top.
Oh, yeah.
It's loose. It's like a flash dance.
You have a tank top on. Okay. Seton, did you show any leg in this one?
Do you want me to say that? I don't want to hurt sales, but
nudity equals sales.
Yeah, that's
I don't think I have much nudity this year.
Todd, you nude?
Not as much as I would have liked. I enjoy showing as much skin as possible, as we all know. Mm.
That might be good news for those wanting to buy the calendar. But we'll let you know on the newsletter. You got, if you're a member, we will make sure that you get first dibs for that. So sign up for the newsletter is what I'm trying to say.
I'm in a robe in one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Close to some nudity.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah. All right, let me get a couple of phone calls in here. We'll talk to Joe Dumars. He'll join us. Headlines, Padres over the Phillies, and that series tied at a game apiece. Astros over the Yankees. Yankees, of their 27 outs, 17 were by strikeout. And Justin Verlander is the all-time leader postseason strikeouts for a pitcher. You have Saints Cardinals tonight, and I think the Saints are 2.5-point underdog. The Gambling Podcast, we will tape that today with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan. And that'll be available later on this afternoon, but they will give their picks on the game tonight, also this weekend with college and pro football. And the response has been wonderful at danpatrick.com, the podcast platform there. The Gambling Podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. Shea and Irving, Bad Larry and Dylan, they crush it. They're a lot of fun to listen to. Yankees at the Astros game two coming up tonight. Joe in Omaha. Jomaha.
Hey, that's funny. Jomaha, that's what I use in my pick thing with my brother. So, DP, I got two things for you. One was while I was sitting on hold. There is an I in Marconi, but there is no we, so that worked perfectly for you. And then, second of all, if Seton wants to take over the role of Halloween master and costumes, you have to pick your favorite team who has a lousy defense. And what you do is you just don't show up for work, and then the next day when people say, hey, man, what's the deal? I thought you were going to be the I was dressed. I was the X defense. I just didn't show up.
Okay. There's Jomaha. All right. We'll take it from here, Joe. And I was thinking, and you know what you should do? Okay.
Jomaha and no we in Marconi was strong.
That was good.
They were both strong.
And I would have stopped there. Okay. Daniel in California. Hi, Daniel.
Good morning, Dan. Congrats. Huge fan of the show. I called in last week. I'm a pro player and commentator and coach for pickleball, and you guys are talking about it again. So I wanted to call in, and I know you had a question about what does it mean when someone buys a team. So in pickleball, there's two tours, and then there's a league, which that's where the big names are coming in, and they're basically investing in the league, and then they basically get a team to run. They're not involved in running it, but they're just, you know, kind of the face for those teams. And, yeah, it's growing like crazy, and it's, I think part of it was COVID. It was one of the few things that people could do during the pandemic. And it blew up in the bubble in Orlando. That's where a lot of those basketball players started playing. It was one of the few things they could do. And they're all in. And it's crazy. It's growing like crazy. And
yeah, I played it a couple of times, and it was a good workout. I just didn't know that there was that fascinating. I find older people are playing pickleball. I don't know if it's replaced shuffleboard, but or badminton. But it is a really good workout, and, you know, that it takes up, you know, you could have a tennis court, and you could put a couple of pickleball courts on that and play. Yeah, Paul?
Playing it, do you think you'd tune into it, though, on national television?
No.
Would there be a way with celebrities or some type of charity angle or intense angle?
I guess with celebrities, but it's not. I mean, there's action there, but it's, I don't know if it's something where you go, God, did you watch pickleball last night?
A lot of people used to tune into bowling. And if you think about bowling on national level, it was on national TV, Wild World of Sports. It's still, you could see bowling on national TV.
Yeah.
That's not an intense, well.
There's something about it because we've all done it. And then when you watch, when you see people who, you know, they could throw a 300. Or they have seven strikes in a row, or they need to strike out, they need a turkey. Well, then there's some excitement there. And also, Rob Stone from Fox, he'll host their bowling tour, professional bowling tour, where you get to make noise. They make it seem like it's kind of a concert feel that they want you not to be quiet when you're bowling, but there's an ambiance there with it and light show and the whole bit. Yeah, see.
And like bowlers are talking trash to each other and stuff. It's like, dang.
Yeah. Matt in Colorado. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Congratulations to you and the guys on your award.
Thank you, Matt.
Big fan of the show. As a lifelong Dodgers fan, I will tell you that I will root for the Padres, You know, I'd like to see them do something this year. I don't have a lot of faith in it happening, but on a recent trip to Southern California last week, I did see the there's a lot of fresh Padres gear out there. Very fresh. You can still see the creases from the stuff on the rack.
Thank you, Matt. That's all right. You know, they haven't been here in a while. You get the opportunity. It's just don't do the nobody believed in us, nobody picked us. Don't fall prey to that. Yeah, if you win, then you can do that. But don't, like Golden State did that when Klay Thompson's like, yeah, nobody believed us. Yeah, I did, Clay. I picked you from the start of the season.
Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah,
I picked you.
Nobody picked us, man. No. You're the Warriors, Clay. Yes, Marv.
Then he said, it's a man's game. I can't believe no one picked me. Not one bit. So,
is that actual audio? Oh, that was you doing, Clay.
Yeah. No. So the Padres, do you think they can build like a younger fan base? Because a lot of times nostalgia happens when you're like, man, remember when I was 10 and the Padres made that run to the NLCS or to the World Series? And they can kind of.
I saw a couple of younger kids in the stands last night and had their Padres gear on. They were into it. They were excited. And that's all you want. Because, you know, when somebody says, oh, who's your team? Padres. Oh, the Padres. You know, you're going to get roughed up a little bit. And all you want is that day, that moment where you're like, I can wear this jersey and be proud that I'm wearing this jersey. If that's this moment, good for the Padres fans. Yes, Paul.
But they needed Tatis Jr. to be part of this. Oh. That he plays to the younger fan. He has got the look. He could talk. He hits moonshots. He was on pace. Yeah. What, he had 42 homers last year?
Yeah.
Everything was... Yeah, a motorcycle. He would have been perfect for this run. National TV.
Yeah. This is where, you know, Mike Trout doesn't get this opportunity. Shohei Ohtani doesn't get this opportunity. You don't get these opportunities very often. And when you do, seize the moment. You're on the big stage. Yeah, Marv.
And also perfect. Their games, the game's at 4:30 yesterday. That was perfect.
I know. They're talking about the shadows there. Yes, Paul.
You know, I noticed about stardom, you don't necessarily have to play that great, but you have to have a moment that goes viral either on or off the field. My daughters asked me who Sauce Gardner was the other day. They don't watch Jets football, but they saw Sauce Gardner running around with the cheese head on, and they both want to know, who is he? What does he do? Ooh. Is he funny? He must be a funny guy. Mm. And little kids know who Sauce Gardner is because of that.
Yeah, see.
Kind of cracked me up to see people. Like, you can't disrespect the cheese head like that.
Respect
Nobody
the cheese.
Nobody disrespects the cheese head.
No, no.
Like, it's a cheese head.
No, here's the thing. They disrespected your football team. That's what you worry about more than a cheese head. All right. Take a break. Get some more phone calls coming up. Joe Dumars got a new job with the NBA. Sounds important. Vice President of Operations, the former Pistons bad boy. Yes, Todd.
Seemed to be a swing and a Swiss by some of the people in the crowd there that got upset by what the Jets did there. Swing and a Swiss. A lot of holes in the defense.
Did Paulie encourage you to
he
say
that? He kind
of
did a
do you,
bit.
Now, do you?
I could have said no, I guess. I could have just said, okay, that's cute, and not said it.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, Bree, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't make an Asiago of yourself. I think that's a cheese. I'm not even sure.
I think Asiago is.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
It's not American to root against the Packers.
This smells like Asiago.
That's my Asiago taste.
How does Howard Stern's Asiago taste?
Anyhow.
All righty.
Swing the Swiss.
Todd has a SportsCenter tease coming up, too.
Yeah, huh? SportsCenter tease.
Yeah.
Got to make everybody feel pretty blue, though.
He wasn't even sure if he could have shown up. Yet. So horrible. I can't even listen to
Let's
that.
Take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data, and they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See the terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Discover. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Once again, we say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner, listening on our radio affiliates. You can tweet us. You can also dial us up. You can email all the above. Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer. He's got a new title. Sounds really important. The NBA Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. All right, Joe. What exactly does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds important, though. It does sound important, Dan. little bit of everything, Dan. Little bit of everything. Just overseeing the game. Put rule changes. Things that are happening on the court, things that are happening with teams. You just kind of deal with everything that kind of comes in on your desk on a daily basis.
What's the one rule change that we need to keep an eye on this season?
There's something called a transition take foul, where guys were just grabbing the guys in the middle of the fast break and just stopping the fast break. and just grabbing the guys. And so 1,700 of those plays last year,
wow,
over the course of the NBA season, 1,700,
wow,
where the fast breaks will just stop, Dan. And so, you know, like, that's a bad look. It's not the spirit of the game. So we take that out. And, you know, even if you have 200 of them this year, Dan, you know, that's 1,500 more fast breaks that you're going to see. So,
but how do you take it out of the game, Joe?
So you take it out by you give a free throw and the ball out of bounds. Like, you reward the offensive team when they do that now. And so what I've seen, like, the first couple of games, guys, their reflex, Dan, is to do it like they've been. And you see guys stop and the fast break keeps going. And you go, okay, yeah, I think the rule is working.
Do you send a video around? Do you have to? Everybody has a chance to understand exactly what you're talking about?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You send video around. You show them, like, look. And here's what happens too, Dan. Like, Dan, when you put a rule like this in, what ends up happening, so we were at the coaches meeting, I don't know, a couple of months ago, and we're talking about this. And the first thing Doc Rivers says is, okay, I just got to teach my guys how to foul in the open court without making it look
obvious.
So what we say is, yeah, just tell the guys to, like, go for a steal, right?
Okay.
Like, you have to legitimately go for a steal, like you're going to get the ball. And if you foul, okay, it's just a normal foul. So that's what kind of happens in situations. But you're right about the video. You send video around, and that's how you hammer home the point.
What is traveling now?
That's a great question. I don't know. It's it should be more than two
Joe,
steps.
Joe, you're supposed to know.
Well, it should be. Hey, Dan, it should
I know what it should be.
It should be no more than two steps is what I'm going to say. That's my official answer.
Because Jordan got away with it, but that was Jordan. Now everybody, you know, these step backs and take a couple of hops and, you know, that kind of stuff. Remember when carrying the ball was a turnover, Joe?
I do remember that. I remember when three steps was traveling and carrying the ball was called. So Dan, you and I are the same era. So we saw some different things.
But what happens when they go, we're not going to call carrying? Was it John Stockton or Allen Iverson who may have started this?
I never thought about that. Damn, you're right. You know what? You may be right about that. I don't know, but I do know that it's a point of emphasis. That's for sure. Like, internally, it's a point of emphasis about, like, look, we have to enforce these rules. We cannot continue to allow this to get further and further away from us. And that's the real answer, Dan. It's like, internally, it's like, hey, look, we got to start enforcing this. Because, you know, you see it. Like, if you have eyes, you see what's happening, you go, come on. Like we can't allow that to continue to go on.
He's Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer, won two championships with the Pistons, now the NBA Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations. How did you survive with Jordan? Like, Michael Jordan, it seems like he likes you. Can't say the same about some of your former teammates there. So why is it Mike likes you and may not like Isaiah or Bill Laimbeer or Matt Mahorn or any of those guys?
So I'll pass on why he doesn't like them or whatever, but I will say this. You know, Dan, he and I matched up against each other for 14 straight years. In those 14 years, never once did he try to trash talk me, and never once did I try to trash talk him. It was toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose for 14 straight years, and we never said a negative word to each other on the court. I respected him. Those years that we beat them, Dan, he'd walk over every single time, shake my hand, and go, good luck in the finals, man. And, you know, I could see he was devastated with the loss. We beat them. They beat us. And I stopped as we're walking off the court and shook his hand and said, good luck in the finals. So I think it was just mutual respect. It's like, I never tried to trash talk him. He never did that with me. And so we ended up having a real, real mutual respect for each other.
Did you want him to trash talk you just a little bit?
No. he didn't need to. Like, he was that good. Like just, you know, just on a different level, man.
And okay, what goes through your mind, though, Joe, when What's the scouting report of Jordan? What did you try to get Jordan to do?
Try to get him drive left as much as possible. Try to maybe strip him before he gets up airborne. The scouting report, I don't know. I didn't put a whole lot into scouting reports because it wasn't like he was going to come out and do the same thing. Like I said, he's just a different level. I'll say this to you, Dan. There were nights that on the court that he would do something so incredible. And my thing was to never show any emotion one way or the other, whether he did something great or not. But I can tell you many a nights I ran back down the court after he's done something incredible. And internally I'm saying, are you effing kidding me? I'm like, in my mind, I'm like running like stoic, nothing on my face. But in my mind, I'm saying, there's no damn way that guy just did that, man. So, incredible. And I always gave him the respect. I always showed him tremendous respect. He showed me respect. And so it was mutual on both sides.
How many times were you, like, you got Dennis Rodman. You got, like, you got the original. You know.
Yep. Yeah.
You didn't get, you know, the different Dennis Rodman there. And I try to tell people how incredibly athletic Dennis was. And boundless amounts of energy. And you could put him on Worthy or put him on Bird, and he didn't care about scoring. Like, they don't make players like that anymore, Joe.
He was one of one. He was one of one, Dan. Dan, he's the only guy I know truly that I can say personally, truly, that I feel could guard 1 through 5. Because there are nights he guarded Magic when I wasn't guarding Magic. There was nights he guarded Mike. Then he'd guard Bird, all the small forwards. Then he would guard McHale. I've seen him guard Olajuwon. This guy, I saw him guard every single position at an elite level. So, I mean, he was one of one, man. Like the most freakish, different athlete that I've ever played with.
But you didn't have much off the court with Dennis back with the Bad Boys.
We had different lifestyles. we had different lifestyles.
Wait, but he wasn't like he was with the Bulls.
You're right about that. He wasn't. But he was still different. Different lifestyles. The crowds he hung out with, I didn't hang out with. But you're right, Dan, to make that point that he was a different player in person in Chicago than he was in Detroit.
Did your family have a problem with you being labeled a bad boy just because it's guilt by association? You didn't play like a bad boy. You didn't act like a bad boy.
So, no, they didn't. You know why, Dan? And you would know this. I never tried to act like that. Even in all my years playing, I never tried to present myself as I'm a bad boy. Like, I played hard, went at it hard, nose-to-nose with guys, physical. But I never tried to, like, create this persona that, hey, I'm a bad boy. I've always marched to my own beat. I've been comfortable in my own skin. I don't give in to peer pressure that I have to act a certain way. So I never, and you were around it. So, you know, like I never acted like that. So it you know, my family knew that, like, look, I'm going to be me and peer pressure doesn't faze me. You know?
How would the Pistons have reacted to what happened with the Golden State Warriors with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole?
Do you mean how did we react?
When that happened? Yeah. So when Isaiah hits Lane Beer, how did you guys react?
Hey, break that up, fellas. break that up, fellas. Stop, man. You know, I mean, like, look.
How often did it happen, though, where punches were landed, not thrown, but punches?
Let's say today that it when you saw that with Draymond and stuff, like it shocked everybody, and because people don't normally see it, Dan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen today. It just doesn't happen in today's NBA. No one really throws punches. Nobody definitely don't land punches. So I think that's why it was such a big story. With our teams, you know, it was a different era, man. And so this is what I've said. Like, people were trying to say, Dan, people were trying to say, oh, that happens all the time. And I'm like, when? What are you talking about? Like, in the 90s, it happened all the time? It doesn't happen all the time now. But in, you know, with my teams, it was a regular occurrence, man. Like, you know, that was scuffles and guys toe to toe and may throw a blow or whatever. It was a lot more then than it is now. And I really do believe that's why people reacted the way they did now, because you just don't see it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. You hear about it.
You know, you hear about scuffles. Yeah, you're right.
Give me your Larry Bird story.
I don't really have one. I never guarded him. I saw him talking to Dennis, but I don't know what they're, Dennis is saying something to him. He's saying something to Dennis. But I will say this, though. Someone asked me the other day, they said, it's the toughest arena you had to play in. And I said, Garden, Boston. And so why? Because of the air conditioning, they're turning on the winter and they turn the heat on in the summer. I said, yeah, all of that. I said, but please let's not forget how incredible Bird and the Celtics were in their prime. I said, they were almost impossible to go in there and beat. And they said, why? I said, because you could not make a mistake with them. If you turn your head or you don't rotate right on time or whatever it was, those guys made you play. And it was him. Like, he was a savant on the court, like just a savant, like two plays ahead on everything. And so I was just talking about this maybe 3 or 4 days ago, how hard it was to go into Boston and beat a team when Bird is in his prime.
And then you had the inbounds pass that Bird steals that.
That goes back to my savant statement. Like, just knowing where to be, seeing what's happening, and anticipating, and boom, he jumps right in and steals the ball.
Does any of this, like, if you see Bird or Jordan, like, do you guys talk, war stories?
Not really. Just how are you? What's been going on, man? How are things going? We don't really get into the war stories.
And no grudges? You don't hold? Do you hold a grudge against anybody?
No. I wasn't that guy, man. I wasn't that dude that was in beefs with guys. Like, I was in L.A. and I ran into Scottie Pippen. And, man, we laughed and hugged and had a great talk. And, I got along with guys, man. I got along with – competed hard against them. Went toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with guys, but, no grudges, man. Life is good.
I agree. What's the coolest thing in your office there?
I don't know. I got this picture. Can you see the picture? No, you can't see the pictures behind me. But I got a picture. When I got here, it's like, hey, we can put any pictures you want up in your office. And what I put up was, I said, I want a Wilt and Bill Russell picture. They said, really? Most people got Martin. I said, nah, I want to pay homage to some of these like legends, like real giants. So I have two pictures, Dan, and you'll appreciate this. I got Wilt and Russell. And then I have a picture. I said, I want a picture of another guy in my office. And they said, who? I said, Gus Williams. And they were like, some young guy was like, who is that? I said, son, you got to Google, man. And he's like, who is that? I said, dude, you got to Google this guy. And he's like, what do you mean, Jody? And I was like, this was one of my favorite players when I was in high school. So I got a picture of Gus Williams in my office.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you the best basketball player at the NBA office?
I used to be. I think so. I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody else in here. I'm looking around. I think I might still hold that title.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So Adam Silver is how's his jumper?
I don't know. I've not seen him shoot a jumper yet. Not seen him shoot.
When's the last time you shot a basketball?
Man, what a great question. Well, I don't know. It had to be a few years ago. But I said this, and I say this to people, and they find it hard to believe. So my last game, we're playing in Atlanta. Grant Hill is sitting next to me in the locker room. I said, gee, after this game, I am done. He said, I know you're retiring. I said, no, that's not what I mean. He said, what do you mean? I said, we're getting dressed, getting ready for the game. I said, I will never play in another basketball game. He said, you're never going to play in another basketball game? He said, not pick up or nothing. Nope, ever. Then when I left the court that night, I've never played again.
Patrick Ewing, Ewing told me the same thing, that he said his last game, that's it. I have no interest in playing basketball ever again.
Absolutely. And you know who else told me that? They did it for a while, too. It was Bjorn Borg.
Yeah.
Borg told me that when he first retired, he had no interest in ever picking up a racket again. And so I just know there are some of us who are like that. Like, it's done, it's over. I'm not trying to relive, like, oh, the glory days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I compartmentalize it. I put it in a box. I sit it on the counter and go, man, it was great, but I'm done, you know?
Could you take Jordan right now, one-on-one?
No.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'm positive of this. I'm really positive of this. No.
Because you don't want Mike to hear that Joe Dumars said he thinks that.
No. Mike can have the 59-year-old title. It's him. He's got it. He's got it.
Hey, congrats on the job there, and thanks for joining us. Always great to talk
to you. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you, man. Thanks, brother. Appreciate
That's Joe Dumars, Hall of Famer. Won two titles with the Pistons. He was the finals MVP in 1989. Take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, right after this. How's your energy level? Takes a lot of energy. Every single day you get older and you have less and less. That's why I take M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys, packed with clinically tested ingredients. It's backed by science, supports healthy T levels, the drive to get things done. You have to put in the work. M-Drive can help you stay motivated and energized. And as you get older, you're still trying to accomplish a lot. Try M-Drive testosterone support for driven guys. You can find the top-selling M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. And just for my listeners, if you want to just try it for 2 weeks, you can. $5. Get started texting Dan to 55000 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. So don't miss out. Don't miss another day. Get going. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55000. Get your first order of M-Drive. You can also pick up the products, the top-selling M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Text Dan to 55000. Make sure you use the promo code. And message and data rates do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Former Angel manager Joe Maddon is going to join us on the program tomorrow. It's a Meat Friday, and sources close to me tell me that Chad from Traeger is coming in to Bigfoot Tyler. You know, Tyler does Meat Friday, and I had to break his little heart yesterday. I said, Chad from Traeger's coming in. He goes, when? And I go, he's going to do Meat Friday. Well, what do I do? I said, well, you'll just answer phone calls and take care of my puppy. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Tyler's kind of like Cooper Rush. Had some good weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, but they thought that maybe there would be a quarterback controversy, a cooking controversy. We don't have that. This day in sports history coming up. Here's a little secret. When coaches go and get in front of the media, they have a finite amount of time that they have to spend with the media each week. Or they get fined or the team gets fined. So when Bill Belichick goes in front of the media and he'll talk about the upcoming opponent, what he likes to do is ramble on about the team for about 7 minutes, 8 minutes. Then he's halfway done of his obligation. He spent 7 minutes yesterday talking about the Bears, not the 85 Bears.
He should have done 4 or 5 minutes on them.
He did over 7 minutes on the Bears. Here's just a portion of Bill Belichick talking about the Bears.
You know, offensively, it feels as a, you know, as a major threat every time he touches the ball. Very athletic kid. You know, Mooney's is a really an outstanding receiver. He's been had a ton of production, and you know, of course, the backs Herbert Montgomery are very good. You know, this running game is right there with Cleveland. I mean, they literally have about the same exact amount of yardage.
Okay, so you get the idea of what he does. Now he did that for 6 more minutes.
And special teams guy who tapes their ankles, guy who brings out the Gatorade. You know, they're really formidable. Yeah. Yes, Mark.
The best part about that, you cut that cut off. There's still like another 40 seconds.
I know, talking, I couldn't do
and
it.
And the small cut.
I know, I couldn't do it. Best odds to score a touchdown tonight. Anybody want to take a guess? Cardinals, Saints. Todd, I'll start with you.
Taysom Hill is Taysom going to find a way Hill. To get the first score.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Kyler.
Kyler Murray the third. Marvin.
Pitts.
Who?
Kyle Pitts.
That'd be awesome.
If he scores tonight, it won't be in football.
You know what? D-Hop.
yeah, Pitts plays for the Falcons there. You were good with World Series MVP trivia, Marv, the other day.
Yeah, not this one.
Yeah. You Stephen A. Smith? Are you going to tell me where Hunter Henry is playing? Paulie.
Alvin Kamara?
DeAndre Hopkins. He's back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Then it's Kamara, James Conner, Taysom Hill's in there, and then Kyler Murray as well. Clippers are 5.5-point favorites against the Lakers coming up tonight. Oh, I always like to do this. Over, under, who's going to score? Who's going to score? Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Paul George, who has the highest over, under for tonight's game? Seton O'Connor.
LeBronathan.
What do you think it is?
22.5.
All right. Marv?
LeBron.
All right. And the number?
25.5.
All right. Polyester?
LeBron, 27.
All right. Fritzel J.
Paul George, 26.5.
It'll be LeBron at 29.5.
Dang!
29.5.
Dang!
I'll get a couple of phone calls. Then we have this day in sports history. Tommy, Outer Banks. Hey, Tommy, what's on your mind today?
Dan Patrick, I want to congratulate you on your Marconi Award. And we go way back. I don't know if you remember, you were doing little cut-ins, doing sports reports on my radio show with Tommy and Paul in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And then you called me and said, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, what? Dan, why not? He said, well, ESPN is about to do radio. And they told me that I can't do any sports reports with any other radio station.
Yep.
And this is 1988. And I'll never forget, wasn't that the year your son was born?
No, a couple of years later. But thank you, Tom. Yeah. My son was born in 91.
And wasn't he 8 pounds, 4 ounces? And was he delivered by Dr. Tandon in Bridgeport?
Todd has a SportsCenter tease. Let's hit the music. I got to get it out of the way.
Let's get it out of the way. Just in case you missed it, how a Cy Young winner squeezed the Yankees at Minute Maid. The Phillies were fanatic about a 2-0 series lead until San Diego goosed them and became their Padre. What the pel? Zion returns while the Nets were MIA in Brooklyn. Light up a Cuban. The Suns celebrated a big comeback against Luka and the Mavs. Two is back. But is it still his back or his head? Dak is back, but can he get a grip when the Lions invade Big D? The Eagles are the NFL's only undefeated team at 6-0, so why does their coach think it's not good enough? Also, don't count out the GOAT, but should Bucks retire hopes for another Super Bowl? We're still married to entertaining you. SportsCenter, next.
Is that a shot at Tom Brady?
Not a shot, it's just a situation. It's an unfortunate situation.
Wow. Wow. I want to make sure you mention that to Tom next time he's on.
It's a little cold. I could
That's what we learned, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use the promo code Patrick for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Patrick, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. So meet Friday tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Close out the show. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, but there could be help on the way. Find out if your business qualifies. Qualifies for what? Well, how about a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee? It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com can help you. The team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. See for yourself. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.